During this special edition of Illinois Family Spotlight, David Smith, the executive director of the Illinois Family Institute and Illinois Family Action, joins Stephanie Trussell for a conversation about the midterm elections, political hypocrisy, and betrayal. Their lively exchange aired recently during the Stephanie Trussell Show on WLS 890 AM Radio.
Stephanie Trussell, every Saturday live and local here on WLS. If you miss any of the show every week, I know we get busy. I do not take it for granted that a Saturday is filled with so many opportunities for you to do what you need to do for your family. So if you take me along with you, that's phenomenal. But if you miss a week, WLSAM.com is a great way to keep up and catch up with the Stephanie Trussell Show. Well, once a month, it is a pleasure to welcome to the show David E. Smith of Illinois Family Institute. It's a great resource for all issues concerning people with traditional values, people with families in the state of Illinois, and also in the country. And I just remind you guys, every time David comes on, you should think, I should donate $5, $10, or you set it up on automatic pay. It's seamless. You don't think about it. And it's because you know the money's going to a worthy cause. So many times we don't know how the money's being spent, but we know exactly how it's being spent. And your annual banquet, David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Stephanie.
It was so good, as usual. Tell everybody what they missed.
Well, we had, first of all, Jeannie Ives was our our MC.
Right.
And she did a fantastic job, gave us a bit of a state of the state address to give us a picture of where things are and how bad things are, really, in the state of Illinois fiscally. And then we had George Barna, who is a well-known Christian poller,
yes,
to talk about where we are with our Christian communities, mm-hmm, and our worldview and our culture. You know, America was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we are drifting far from those original beliefs, those ideals, the worldview, and we're drifting far away from it. And it's pretty sad. Even Christian parents are failing to pass along their faith and the things that are important to their kids. And you can see it. That's why we have so many, fatherless homes. That's why we have crime rates and suicides and depression and drug addiction. There's a lot of that connected to the failing of not having this worldview and living out a biblical understanding of life, what you're called to.
Yes, it's very simple, David. If we just voted our values, voted our faith, how
yeah,
simple is that? You believe in it, you go to church on Sundays, you have Bible study during the weekend and choir practice, and then how do you abandon all those values on Election Tuesday? And a lot of it, David, is just that they want to be politically correct, they don't want to offend anybody, and somehow they flipped
the
script on us and they told us that Christians are the haters and the bigots and that are just not tolerant. And we know what we're seeing playing out in everyday life. It's the tolerant left that's not tolerant.
Well, Jesus warned his followers, hey, they're going to hate you because they hated me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people will, you know, claim that, you know, we're not being like Jesus. But the fact is, Jesus was hated so much, they killed him.
Right. You know, and he was a perfect man, and they killed him. It is a crazy time, but this is a time. I'm so happy. David Smith, as I said, comes on once a month. Today, we get two segments because we've got a lot to pack in. We are, 16 days away, 17,
yep,
less than a little bit over 2 weeks, and we got to talk about everything that entails. And It's a crazy time, and I love being from Illinois for so many reasons, and never a dull moment with the politics of Illinois. Last week, I left myself open for people to call in and explain to me why I had to vote for Rahner, and I didn't get one good answer, and we know the truth, and we just can't do it. So here we are. We've got a candidate that we...
Right.
That we thought we could get behind, and conservative values. And realistically, maybe we didn't think he had a fair chance, but it was kind of an opportunity to say, this is the values that we're looking for, to message to our leadership or lack thereof when it comes to the GOP in Illinois. And Sam McCann, been on my show twice, in studio once, and this man sent out a mailer this week for no reason. Why would he attack Tom Morrison, who I just had on my show? He's running for governor and under this third party banner.
Conservative Party.
And he goes after someone like Tom Morrison, who has been on the front line, shoulder to shoulder with Jeannie Ives, doing what needs to be done, speaking up fearlessly. What the heck happened?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you've heard the latest, but IllinoisReview.com has more information about this. I was stunned that he went ahead and put a mailer out in Tom Morrison's district. It's, you know what's so funny about that? Mm-hmm. Stephanie, I like to say, Sam McCann in this mailer is calling Tom Morrison a rhino, which is Republican in name only.
Oh my gosh.
That is almost as laughable as calling David Bratt or Jim Jordan or Mark Meadows a rhino.
It sounds like it's right out of the...
There's no credibility there. There is zero.
But exactly. It's like runner.
He not only went after Tom Morrison, this is what I'm saying, go to IllinoisReview.com mm-hmm. and check out the story. He's now going after Mark Batnick and Dwight Kay and Peter Breen. All these guys are solid, conservative yes. Republicans. And here's the thing that kills me. It has exposed him. It really is.
Yeah.
My organization, Illinois Family Action, actually endorsed him. But because of this, we had to rescind it. This is the first time we've ever had to rescind an endorsement. But he is going after these great lawmakers who really stand on principle. I mean, are they perfect? No. But they're standing on principle, and they're doing a great job. And they're helping the big government, pro-abortion Democrats in the process.
I don't know.
He's helping the pro-aborts.
There's so many theories about the union being behind this. He sounds like a runner, a card from his playbook where he just calls everybody a stooge for Madigan. And I'm talking to everybody in Chicagoland, also across the region across the country. But this is Chicago, and I'm telling you, if you don't know who Mike Madigan is, you need to Google that and pay attention to what's happening here in Chicago.
There's a great article in the Chicago Magazine, which is not a conservative
by
magazine,
any means, right?
Right?
Yeah,
check it out. It's from a few years ago, and it really exposes who Madigan is.
Right.
It's a long article.
There's been films and documentaries. Illinois Policy put out this
That's
amazing
right.
film
That's
about
right.
him and who he is. He operates in the shadow. He's been the longest serving House representative in the country, and he pulls all the strings and he funds all these races. And so here comes somebody that I thought, again, we didn't think he maybe had a real chance, but it was just, he seems like a great guy with a great heart, and all of a sudden he goes after, it doesn't make any sense. You should be focusing on, if you're going to spend money on a mailer, why don't you go after your opponents? Why would you go after these other guys?
Exactly. Why is he tearing down good conservative allies? They would be allies of his, but instead he is helping the Democrats. That's what kills me. And obviously the pro-life issue is not his number one issue. My suspicion, and I don't know this for a fact, but he is going after these guys because they're right to work candidates. Mm-hmm. In other words, they don't support the union agenda.
And that's the one thing that Rahner did, the Janus versus, you know, that whole thing. And that was a good thing. And making this with public sector unions and everything that's done to destroy Illinois and make it a right to work, I agree with that. It's not enough for me to want to vote for Rahner, but I mean, I know that's one of the issues why he's a target, because this is a big union state. They're unapologetic about that, and that's just what their goal is. Well, we're going to take a short break. It's David E. Smith from Illinois Family and talking about the election. So when we come back, we're going to talk about midterms and why we must all vote for candidates that are going to help Trump, candidates that are going to help people in Springfield here in Illinois. And David, you're a praying man, and this is odd request for me. But if you know anybody, and could you just pray? I've got this campaign going where I'm trying to get Kanye West on my show, because no one else in the city of Chicago, in his hometown, will offer him an opportunity to come into studio to be with a like-minded Black conservative that knows what it's like to be beat up by those evil Democrats. So I'm just putting it out. Anybody I meet and say, hey, you got any connections? And he was in Naperville, down the street from my house at Pepe's. I'm like, what? He was right there. I could have grabbed him with a butterfly net. So I seriously want to put it out to everyone. Kanye can have a home here on the Stephanie Trussell Show, come in and spend a couple hours to talk about it, what he wants to do with the city of Chicago. Because we know the first president that looked like me and Kanye ignored his hometown. And you've got Donald
Stephanie,
J. Trump
hey,
help me.
Approval rating in the Black community is at like 36, 37%.
Keep it coming, Trump. This man is, he's the whipping nay-nay president. Watch him, watch him. That's all I can say. David E. Smith is going to hold on. We're going to talk about the midterms. 312-591-8900. Back right after this.
This is a special edition of Illinois Family Spotlight. David Smith and Stephanie Trussell continue their conversation about the election, left-wing hypocrisy, and also on the Gosnell movie after this.
This is an important election, and the Illinois Family Institute's nonpartisan voter guide is a reliable way to find out where the candidates stand on life, taxes, and much more.
You want to be an informed voter, and the best way to do that is with the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide.
IFI's David Smith.
The Voter Guide is free. Hand them out to your family, friends.
For copies of the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide, call 708-781-9328.
Get informed about the candidates. Get yourself a copy of the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide.
Call 708-781-9328 for the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide, 708-781-9328, or visit illinoisfamily.org for an online version.
Do you know that the time your children spend in school for 1 year is as much time as they will spend in church in over 5 years? Why would we want our children to be in a school that denies God and His truth? Christian Liberty Academy was founded in 1968 to provide a place that would affirm and strengthen what our children learn at home and in their churches. We have a great location in Arlington Heights, outstanding faculty and facilities, a strong biblical worldview emphasis, and an affordable tuition price compared to similar schools. We provide a comprehensive and accredited curriculum that will prepare your child for college and beyond. From preschool all the way through 12th grade, discover the positive difference that Christian Liberty Academy can make in their education and life. Schedule a personal tour today and get more information at ChristianLibertyAcademy.com or call 847-385-2013.
Thanks for joining this special edition of Illinois Family Spotlight, featuring a conversation between David Smith and Stephanie Trussell during a recent broadcast of her WLS 890 AM radio program.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Yep. That is Kamala Harris, or I don't know how you pronounce her name. I'm Stephanie Trussell. We're talking about midterms today, and I just love how they could make light of doing away with or killing, so to speak, murdering of someone that's a Republican. And it's so funny. He's on the Ellen Show, and it's all hee-ha, but God forbid, we Republicans, somebody right of center, should make a joke similar to that. And it would just be, that's evil and that's crazy. And so, you know, David Smith is on the line. Their thing now is when we go low, they should kick us.
Stephanie, I just have to say, today in New York, they are doing a bunch of witches are gathering together to place hexes and curses on Donald Trump and Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, you want to talk about wicked.
Unbelievable.
I mean, these guys, I mean, if we suggested as Christians, we're going to pray against any of these guys,
right,
they would have a hissy fit.
Oh, my goodness. You know what, David, would get to me is that we know that that doesn't reflect everybody in a Democrat Party. But when Democrats, good common sense Democrats, and I just said that sentence, I'll give myself a second to digest that, that sit silently when their friends of their party are doing something so ridiculous. To me, you're complacent when you don't call out and say, this is crazy. We've got wickets and crazy people trying to put curses on our president, trying to put curses on Kavanaugh. And that's what midterms are all about, trying to undo the vote of the people.
That's right.
If they want to appoint baby-killing Supreme Court justices, you got to win the White House. That's the way they went wrong, and that's what they're still trying to undo. They're still processing the election results from 2016, which is just really sad, and I don't know what to do, but I know what we need to do, David. We need to go, and whatever. How do you get an Illinois Family Institute voter guide? What's the best way to get one of those?
Well, you can go on our website and look for it. It's at the top. It's the top story. It's Illinois Family .org, and you can click on that. You can get a breakout. There's 18 breakouts, so one for every congressional district. So you live in the 6th congressional district, and you can just click on that, and all the races that you need to worry about are on that two-page voter guide.
It's so easy. Now, and you know what, David, I just encourage everybody, and this is not lightly, do that, because when you get in there, and even if you're an informed person like David and myself, sometimes you get in there and way down there, there's a judge or something, and you just didn't put much thought into him because you're so busy. This is where you can look ahead and have a little bit of time to Google and say, hey, what is this person about? Because maybe there's somebody that you're not even focusing on. This way, now, you can have it laid out for you.
This is why I like the vote by mail. Now, I don't think we should have 6 weeks of it, but, you know, it's nice to be able to sit down at the kitchen table with your spouse, with your kids who are voting age, and just go over the ballot together as a family and say, hey, should we pick this one? Should we pick that one? What does the voter guide say? You know, let's analyze this. And you can do it with a cup of coffee or, you know, tea or whatever.
Right.
So it's very comfortable. And then you can get that in at your leisure back to the Board of Elections.
Now, I happen to have a mailing of ballot because originally I was very excited, got trained to be an election judge, but then I was asked to do election night coverage here on WLS. And so since that's my main job, I'm very excited that after you vote and after the polls close, you'll be able to tune in here for all-inclusive coverage of what's going on. So I do have my ballot, and I'm trying to decide because I love going in and voting and getting that sticker, but I'm thinking about filling it out and not mailing it. I'm going to hand deliver it to DuPage County and just to make sure that it gets in the right hand. I don't trust anybody. And it's so important that we get really good election judges. We even have Carol Davis, who we love from West Suburban Patriots. She's been doing it for years. And it's something that people, we need to keep everybody honest, and we need to make sure every vote really counts because, especially when you're from Chicago, David, it cracks me up when Chicago Democrats pretend that we don't have a problem with voting more than once and just some shady things going on. Come on, that's what we do. And so it's important that I don't care where you are to make that if you have an opportunity to serve your country, serve your fellow citizens by being an election judge, I'm telling you, it's something you should do it.
That's right. One citizen, one vote. And that means if you're not a citizen, you have no vote.
Well, you know, which is, you know, kind of, it just makes sense to me. And we're thinking about, it's so funny, I don't know, you've been watching like me, this threat of this caravan coming, you know, here. And every day when I get up and I hear it on the news and they're following the coverage as they get closer and closer. And it's just, can you imagine if someone told you a band of bad guys coming to rob your house and they're just coming and you're told that you can't lock your door? That's what it breaks down to. And it just made me so angry that this is very suspicious just a couple weeks before the election time.
How do we know that there are not folks in this crowd who have nefarious goals?
No, they're all just good people coming here to pick our fruit, David. What are you talking about? They're no bad guys.
No, I really hope Donald Trump closes the border down and stops them and say, sorry, you want to come in, you do it the right way.
Right, and that's what we're saying. If you're really truly fleeing whatever bad things that are going on in your country, there's a right way to apply for asylum. You just can't storm the country. When you think about it, when people have been breaking it down, been listening all week, how are they going to the bathroom? Who's funding this? Who's making sure they eat? All these things that are going on. And sometimes they could describe these conditions as so horrible. And I'm thinking, these people chose this. They're not victims.
Of course, you know, all those children that are coming with them, they all have DNA tests to prove that, you know, so-and-so is my parent, right? They all have the DNA tests to match up, right?
Yeah, good luck with proving that. And it's just an opportunity.
Yeah, there's no child sex trafficking going on here.
No. And you think about what parent would, and some of these children are unaccompanied. What parent would send their kids to be part of this process? And it's all about trying to make Donald J. Trump look bad. But I'm glad that he's out there doing these personal appearances where he's just unapologetic about it and just calling it what it is. And this is going to backfire
on them.
And that's
why we need to make sure that we send back, you know, Peter Roskam and Randy Holcren and the rest of them, Mike Bost, back to Congress, because we can't afford to lose very many seats in the House. And we certainly need to gain seats in the U.S. Senate so that Donald Trump, when he appoints the next judges or justices, we don't have to go through this nonsense again.
It's crazy. And, you know, it's just such an important time and what's happening in our country and how they're trying to control the argument. And I think the whole Kavanaugh thing has backfired on them, and people realize if it can happen to a good man like Kavanaugh, it can happen to me. And so it's important that this is I know this isn't the time to do a protest. And I know I hope people don't think I'm being inconsistent with my values because I'm not voting for Rahner, but that's a whole different story. But I am going to support candidates that I'm not exactly thrilled about. But if they are going to D.C. to help Trump, I'm going to vote for them because that's so important and I want to support
that's
our
right.
president and give him an opportunity to play out his agenda. Really quick, this is out of nowhere. I had seen Gosnell, the movie in D.C.
Yes.
with the producers, had a special showing a couple of years ago. I told my mom and sister, I'm taking them to see a movie about the most prolific serial killer in the news. So my mother thought it was some kind of mystery. And we get there, and of course, we know it's about an abortion doctor out of Philadelphia that treated black women. Black doctor. My mother said to me, she whispered, my sister, this doctor was really black. Yes, you think they changed the nationality just for the film? Black doctor treated white patients one way, treated black babies, found in over 30 bodies, full-term,
right.
long-term, late-term abortions, and keeping body parts. I wish I could go to a theater with a bunch of pro-abortion people and watch them watch this movie. And I heard that everybody on that jury that was pro-abortion left that jury pro-life. And that's what the kind of film. This is a current story that got no coverage. And only one little blogger that was there every day watching this go play out in the courtroom, and no one cared until she made it public. It's an amazing film. Go see it. Bring Kleenex.
Yes.
I think
yes.
every church group.
I have to tell you, just on that, I was talking to a crisis pregnancy worker who told me they've seen an uptick in post-abortive care, and these are women who are taking chemical abortion, you know, the pills. They think it's just take a pill and the baby, the pregnancy goes away. They don't realize that they actually go into labor and deliver a dead fetus, a dead baby. And then when they recognize, holy cow, it has arms and legs and fingernails, and they're in trauma. So the cruelty of the left, they don't tell them all that.
No.
They just tell them you're going to bleed a little.
It's not really a baby. And I heard a term today I'd never heard, pre-birth babies. That's what they were talking about at that funeral home in Detroit. They found 30 mummified babies. I don't know, the left can call them fetuses or choices, but we know what they are. Pre-birth fetuses. And when you watch this movie, full term, and what this man did, and had the conditions and the cat feces and everything was allowed. And I love the little and the little white nurses that were being circled through there because of their training. When they had them on trial, they said, "Well, why didn't you report these conditions of this?" And the little blonde thing said, "Well, you know, this is who am I to judge how they run things in clinics in black neighborhoods? And just, you know, this guy is running a clinic, is willing to operate and treat these people.
Wow.
So they think that black people just expect cat feces. And all the things and the dirt and the grime, and they were reusing instruments that were meant to be used once, and these nurses saw that. To me, they should have been charged as well. Illinois family, David Smith, I cannot wait to talk to you after on the blue. There's going to be a blue splash. It's not going to be a wave. It's going to be a red tsunami.
Well, one more thing.
Okay.
If people go to IFI Action, that's the Illinois Family Action website, you can get a list of all of our endorsed candidates. Check it out, IFIAction.org.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
David Smith and Stephanie Trussell during a recent broadcast of her program on WLS 890 AM. Dave is a monthly guest on her show, which airs every Saturday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on AM 890. For copies of the Illinois Family Institute Voter Guide, call 708-781-9328. For an online version, visit illinoisfamily.org. For a list of candidates endorsed by Illinois Family Action PAC, go to illinoisfamilyaction.org. Be sure to support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. To give, please call 708-781-9328, 708-781-9328, or click Contribute at illinoisfamily.org. That's illinoisfamily.org. And tell a friend about Illinois Family Spotlight. Until next time, God bless.